class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Tuesday to you as we come into the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Ben Lee. Cam's got the Periscope fired up if you want to watch along with us and see a soaking wet Cody McClure. Soaking wet. You're going to smell a wet dog here in a little bit. The good news was, like, it didn't start raining until, like, 11:30, so I was able to come get lunch and slide right in here. Sometimes you snooze, you lose, McClure. But how is everybody this morning? Thumbs up from Ben Lee. Ben Lee's got a big smile on his face. He's having a great day. Cody, how are you?
Wet, John. Doing wet. It's weird when you address me before you ask the question. I can't ever say anything. You know what I mean? I got to wait till you do the thumbs up from Ben Lee.
I appreciate the restraint.
I like to let Ben go first. I'm a true gentleman. I'm very wet. Very wet. By the way, no snoozing for me today. I was up at 8 o'clock. Still running a little behind schedule, though. Not good at time management. You know that. It is very wet. I won't smell like a wet dog because I took a fresh shower this morning. I smell like nothing but Tresemme and rain, baby. Tresemme and rain.
Okay.
So how you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
Everything's fine over here.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Good to be here.
Nothing special. Anywhere. I did wake up to head to the gym. Now, I did sleep in a little bit later than I have been recently, but I took my time, packed my gym bag. I was like, oh, I'll go to the gym. I'll get a workout in, then just take a shower there because my tall guy's still working on my shower.
So you're relying on the gym for showers?
Well, no, I mean, I have a bathtub. My problem is I only have one shower right now. I have one shower and a bathtub, like in two separate bathrooms. And for some reason, the people who had this house before me wanted their bath to be a real nice bathtub, but with no shower. Like, there's a shower head you can take off and rinse yourself on, but there's no curtains. So when I do that, I have to just stand up naked in front of all these mirrors, just lathered up with soap.
Nice. Just spraying.
Which is fine, you know, but I don't really have time to take a full bath, so I'm just sitting in this tub, just kind of lathering myself up, and then, yeah, standing in front of the windows and and mirrors.
Howdy, neighbor.
Just naked and soapy. So I don't usually like doing that, but I will. I have no problem with it. But I was like, since I'm slept in a little bit, I'll just take a shower at the gym, get ready there, and then just come to the studio from there. Problem was, when I pulled into the gym, like at 9:45, realized I'd forgot my old gym bag at home.
Oh.
Really tough. Really tough start to the day.
So you didn't have any clothes?
No, so I had to drive back, get my gym bag for after the show, which is going to mess up my whole after the show plans.
Where did you get those clothes? That's a new shirt.
Well, I had them on, but I didn't want to work out in khaki shorts. Ben asked me the same thing, like, did you go ahead and get a lift? And I was like, no, I didn't go in with khaki shorts on. You don't want to be that guy.
Khaki shorts guy lifting weights.
I mean, sometimes there'll be some degenerates in there in like full jeans and boots. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Being men.
Being men. Or showing the first signs to, mental health issues.
Dementia.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, well.
I never will forget the one guy. Last time I seen somebody in jeans in there, he was rocking full jeans, big boots, and carrying around a 32-ounce Mountain Dew.
Now, that guy's probably not alive anymore.
It's while I was reading the Columbine book, so I was noticing some trends from Dylan and Eric, so I was a little on edge just there as he was there getting the butterfly machine and really working his chest out with his 32 ounces of Mountain Dew.
You can't drink Mountain Dew at the gym.
I didn't know what was worse, the jeans and boots or the big-ass Mountain Dew.
The Mountain Dew. You know, when I was playing football back in my high school days, one time we scrimmaged a team, And when we went up there in the visitors' locker room, they had coolers full of sodas, like Mountain Dews, Pepsis, Dr. Pepper, everything, just coolers full of sodas that they'd provided for the opposing team. And it was meant as like, here, drink some sodas, you losers. You know what I mean? Like, of course, nobody on our team touched them because you don't go to an athletic competition and drink a bunch of soda. You're drinking water, maybe some Gatorade, stuff like that. Of course, the one guy who had to pop the top on the Mountain Dew. I mean, there was an ice-cold cooler full of Mountain Dews. My teammates gave me so much hell for that for like weeks on end. Cody, your fat ass comes up here. We're trying to scrimmage, and you get in the cooler and start drinking Mountain Dew. Yeah, they left them there for us, you know. Most schools would give you bottled water, something like that.
Sure.
They gave us sodas. Didn't affect my performance. I played well.
It's like a pre-workout.
Yeah, basically.
Just caffeine shot. Caffeine and sugar.
I mean, it's not that much different than Gatorade, really. Gatorade's full of sugar.
Okay.
But if you combine that with jeans and boots,
yeah.
I don't know. That's serial killer tendencies right there.
So that's where my day started at. You know, just getting all the way to the gym without a gym bag. So kind of a rough start to the morning.
Yeah.
But
so,
I'm fine.
So you're just at home right now. You're just using a garden tub?
Is that what it's called?
Just a big tub?
Garden tub? I've never heard that before.
Is that a thing?
I mean, I guess
it's like a big wide tub.
Like a big garden bed, I guess, is where it gets its name from, basically.
I mean, I don't know where the term comes from. I just
big tub.
Big tub?
Big
like
tub.
Like connected to the wall? Or is it just an individual tub?
It's connected to the wall.
Okay. Kind of like a hot tub almost.
Yeah.
Not that big.
Not that big.
Garden tub.
Yeah. I mean, it fits me comfortably. I could take good baths in there. Like, for a while, I was a bath guy. Just get in there and run in some hot water and just soothing and relaxing.
Love a good bath.
Me too.
Everybody loves a good bath.
It's hard to take a bath in the middle of the day, though.
Yeah.
At night's one thing. I'm not going to shower at the gym at night. I'll just come home and take a bath. Like, I was doing that. You know, sometimes I go play basketball Wednesday nights and I'll come home and take a warm bath.
A bath.
Soak the knees.
A bath is a very relaxing thing. I haven't had a bath since I was probably like 12, except for...
Oh, I love a bath.
You know, just jumping in a hot tub.
You can come over and take a bath anytime you want in my house.
I don't want to do that. I took a hot springs bath one time. That was fun.
I mean, I'll let you have the door. I'll let you lock the door and stuff.
I don't want to take a... Yeah, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
That's fun.
Just coming over for a bath. You know... Here's the thing about baths.
I'd appreciate if you brought your own towel if you came over for a bath at least.
You don't have any beach towels?
Just come in with your towel wrapped around your shoulder.
Yeah.
Swimming trunks on for some reason. I'm like, why are you taking a bath in swimming trunks? Like, oh, well, I just don't really feel comfortable sitting naked in your bath. But you can come there and take a bath anytime you want, big guy.
I have to use beach towels for when I get out of the bath to wrap them around me, you know. I can't use just a regular length towel because it won't, you know, the circumference is too. Anyway, so when you take a bath, how do you rinse off?
Well, with me, I got that shower head. I just turn it on, and I stand up and rinse myself off. That's what I do.
Those things are nice. The handhelds, the handicap showers.
That's what I do.
Oh, those are so good.
Mm-hmm.
You just stick them right underneath.
The problem is I don't have any shower curtains, so I'm spraying water all over the place.
That is a problem. That's a
serious problem. I was like, why did we not put at least shower curtains in here? Maybe they did and took them when they moved. I don't know.
I've always wondered the proper etiquette of a bath. Because when I was a kid, I would just rinse off with the bath water, basically.
That seems disgusting.
It's dirty bath water.
Yeah, it seems like your parents kind of neglected that last aspect of your bath.
Are you supposed to turn the shower on?
I mean, the way I always did it was I would start draining it and then stand up and shower off.
I think that's probably how you're supposed to do it. Ben, is that how you do it? Yeah.
Now, not always.
When do you take a bath?
Not always. I see people, you know, just pick their kid up and just wash them off, you know, just dry them off there, just straight out. That's the way I always
pick them up out of the water?
Yeah. Now, the way I would always do it, though, is just stand up and drain the water and then turn the shower on. That's what I
think that's what I used to do. I used to just get up out of the water and dry off.
It's okay. I mean, it seems gross as an adult. Maybe as a kid, it's not a big deal.
I don't know. Like I said, it's been several years since I've had one. I usually just shower.
Again, open invitation. You want to come over Thursday and watch the draft with me and take a bath? Solo. The draft together, the bath solo. Feel free.
I have a lot of plans Thursday night.
Okay, well, what about tomorrow?
For the bath? Or just, I mean, there's no draft tomorrow.
Yeah, right? We can prep for the draft.
In the bath? We should get tubs together. You take one tub, I'll take the other tub. That'd be cool. It'd be like a spa bonding experience, you know?
If we're swimming trunks, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, right.
It's okay. You get on one side of the bath, I get on the other.
Yeah. We go to a spa sometime. That'd be fun.
I mean, I do want to go get like one of those hot baths.
Hot springs.
You know, well, yeah, sort of.
That's where presidents used to go in the 20s during the Prohibition era. It was a marvelous place.
I like the hot springs.
Magical place.
I got into a hot spring in Costa Rica last year.
Yeah?
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They
nice.
Are.
I like them.
They're soothing. They have just natural minerals and elements and things.
Yeah, think of the dirt with just rubbing on my skin. I feel like I was exfoliating, but I don't really think it was actually happening.
That's what they did back in the old days.
It was nice.
The Mayan days.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Think there's like any health clubs around here we can get like in a warm, not a sauna, but I want like actual water. I know there's like saunas you can get into.
You would think the Smokies would have taken advantage in some way of a spring. Aren't there springs that run through the Smokies where you can
get... Not hot springs, though.
Well, maybe not hot springs.
I don't want to get in a cold spring. I want to get in something warm to relax.
Yeah. If you ever come visit my homeland, I can take you to a place.
Okay.
It's called Hot Springs.
Yeah.
That's the name of the town.
Maybe we'll hold off on this bath until then.
Yeah.
You got a big sports story of the day?
No, I'm
okay.
I really don't.
All right, stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Well, when I asked you if you had any big stories of the day, you said no. I mean, there's really no shame in that. There's not really any one big thing dominating the conversation today, right? We're about to get firm into off-season mode, which we've already exhausted our bath conversation. I thought we'd save that for like July or something, but we just used it up on June 18th, so there's one off-season topic down the drain.
I'm back. Sorry.
I was just wanting someone to acknowledge my down the drain joke is all I wanted.
Oh, I didn't even hear.
And then I looked at you, and you're just riding away on the whiteboard that you had 3 minutes to do during the break. So
I was looking up quotes during the break. I had to get us up something. I like to put something inspirational on the board every day if I can.
Okay.
Or something like, you know, a quote about radio or kind of what we're doing here. So anyway. So you said our bathtub conversation's down the drain?
Yeah, I said that was one of our off-season topics that, you know, is down the drain now.
Yeah, and that's a reference to...
baths.
You know, you let out a bath.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I just wanted someone to acknowledge
down
it.
Down the drain.
Tell me it was a good one.
I think it was good.
Thanks. Okay, that's what I needed.
I would have Kawhi laughed at it had I been paying any attention.
That's what we need. I mean, we did have the parade yesterday where... there was a shooting. Did you see
Yeah.
A shooting at the championship parade. 4 people shot, 3 people arrested. Is that how it went? Or is it 3 people shot, 4 people arrested? 4 shot, 3 arrested.
Nobody dead, though.
No one dead. No, so non-life-threatening injuries either.
Yeah, you just can't seem to have anything fun these days, you know, without some jackass has got to roll in with a gun, you know.
Now, they're still waiting to try to see if it was a, you know, if it should be labeled as a terrorist attack, if it was targeting anybody specifically, or what exactly the plan was. That investigation's still ongoing. But I mean, that was the championship parade was yesterday. You got Kawhi Leonard showing a little bit more personality and busting out his laugh, and then you had a really surreal moment as one of the Raptors executives was like, "Hey, okay, look, I want everyone to stay calm, but just know there is an emergency going on over there. But no one freak out." No one freak out. No one panic.
It is unfortunate that Toronto wins the American basketball title and then it gets Americanized in that way.
Wow. Going to make it political, huh?
No, I mean, I'm not even trying to make it political.
Wow, okay.
I'm just saying it's an American thing that happens.
Big lib Cody over here.
Is that a liberal stance?
Wants to take your guns.
I'm not trying to take your guns. I'm just looking at the statistics of it. Wow, we have a lot of shootings.
Oh wow, okay.
There's a lot of shootings in this country, and now we Canada got. Oof. We had to take them to Canada.
Ugh.
It's unfortunate, is what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm trying to be liberal. Facts are facts. We have a lot of shootings here.
We need like an awkward transition drop or something like that. Some type of music that cheers us up.
Bang, bang. Next topic.
That one didn't feel right either. I don't know if that one made it any better.
How inappropriate.
Shame on you.
I was trying to be honest about the statistics of gun violence. It wasn't some kind of joke.
The free agency stuff will be a big topic over the next, 2 weeks. The NBA draft is Thursday. You'll get some leaks there. Apparently, the Pelicans are trying to switch positions with the Grizzlies. If you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan, and we are, we could have been loosely affiliated. We could have been affiliated with the Grizzlies, but
it's in the past.
Someone in this room dropped the ball. It wasn't Ben Lee. It wasn't Cam. It wasn't me. But in this room dropped the ball with it. But the Pelicans are apparently trying to get John Morant. That's a report coming out that the Pelicans are like, hey, Memphis, what will it take to get you to fall back to four? And if I'm Memphis, I'm kind of like, well, I'll listen. New Orleans has a lot of these big assets now. I'd be like, hey, love big assets. Let me see what you got. Number four and Lonzo, you down with that? Number four and Ingram, about a couple of a Lakers pick maybe? Like, I think there is something there for Memphis, and then you could, I don't want to call him the in-state guy, but I mean, Darius Garland already has a little bit of a fan base in Tennessee. You can still get you a point guard of the future. I don't know, maybe something to consider. Although I do love the Pelicans are all of a sudden like, yeah, we're going to swing for the fences. I bet you give us, people say there's two superstars in this draft. I bet you give us both of them. I don't want just Zion. I want both of them.
You think they could swing that?
I don't know. I think Memphis made the mistake of, basically telling everybody, yeah, we're picking John Morant. So they went ahead and, that got reported. And Memphis, I don't want to say Memphis already started like the marketing campaign, but Grizzlies fans got really excited for John Morant. I know people are high on Darius Garland too, so I don't know what the difference is there, but I'm always in the line of thinking, like, get extra assets. Like when Atlanta moved back to, they lost Luka, but they wanted Trae Young anyways, like, maybe that's a little different because Memphis is, really wanting John Morant. But, I mean, New Orleans, if they want to spend big money, like, hey, give us a couple picks, give us Lonzo, I don't know, something.
Well, the fact that Memphis has already made that marketing investment probably means they want to stick with John Morant. Right?
Yeah, they went ahead, they made that announcement, which makes me think that that's not going to happen. I think Grizzlies fans have been watching John Morant highlights for the last month, which is going to make that tough to all of a sudden just change on draft day. But the Pelicans are being aggressive with those picks. They're also apparently talking to the Wizards for Bradley Beal. That's something I would be really interested in if I was the Pelicans too. Like, hey, how about Bradley Beal?
I would be very excited to land John Morant if I was a Grizzlies fan, just based on what I've seen from him, which is one game in the NCAA tournament.
You've seen enough.
Yeah. I mean, he was very impressive that first game.
You're like, hey, it makes sense to me.
He did take over that first game.
Oh, he dominated the first game.
Who was it that they beat? It was Marquette, 12-5 game, right? Yeah.
Dominated them.
Yeah, they did.
Morant was hitting threes, leading fast breaks, took a team that, I don't want to know. I don't know how the talent breaks down on Marquette. I know Marquette just had the Howard guy and, was,
They were top 25 team most.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, if you go break down position. I know John Morant's post player was like 6'4 and 380 pounds, and he turned him into a pretty good college player. So, yeah, Morant showed off a lot in that game. But you're going to get a lot of jockeying for position over these next, 48 hours as we get ready for the draft on Thursday. Little free agent news as well, like Al Horford. If you're a Celtics fan, or if you're a team with if you're a fan of a team with free agent, with cap space, Al Horford says, I'm out. I'm declining this $30 million option. Now, the early thoughts are that he's just going to get some long-term security. Turn down 1 year, $30 million for 3 years, like 70. Gives Boston a little extra cap space. Gives Horford more stability afterwards. Although I do think it wouldn't surprise me if Horford all of a sudden looked around and started talking with other teams and weighing options. Like, do I really want to be here with Gordon Hayward as my second best player and Jason Tatum as the go-to guy? Do I really want that, or would it be more fun to maybe go to the Clippers with Kawhi? Go to Brooklyn with Kyrie. I mean, I don't know what type of relationship he has with Kyrie, but it just, some jockeying for position here. But all of that is kind of just speculation at this point. Because, like I said, the big headline is rumors with John Morant maybe going to New Orleans or Al Horford maybe leaving Boston. Boston wasn't, like, caught by surprise with these moves. So I think, like, the biggest story, at least locally, is the David Ubben piece in The Athletic.
No, I did see something about that.
Where, for some reason, we're pulling off scabs, I guess. We are going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the past again. We're going to go 10 years into the past.
When have we ever done that?
I hate doing stuff like this. Did you read the piece? Never mind. I know you didn't read the piece.
It's from The Athletic.
I know. That's why I said never mind.
I don't have a subscription.
That's why I said never mind.
Well, your never mind sounded more like, even if it was free, I wouldn't have read it.
Is that inaccurate?
No.
Okay. We'll talk about this piece. Gary Patterson reveals why Tennessee didn't hire him.
Oh, I did hear about this.
Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Why do we constantly go back in time? Why do we constantly take a trip down memory lane? Like, why do we do this?
Because that's the only thing we know that's already happened. The only things we can possibly talk about in a factual way are the things that have happened in the past. We can't go to the future and come back and talk about that.
Talk about the present in a factual way.
I argue that the present is not real. Everything is in the past.
Say that again?
The present is not real. You only have past and future. Because the present is too short of a moment to ever be in it.
So you're just going... Precisely, like, what we're saying right now is the only present. Like, now, boom, that was present.
That's in the past.
But now it's past.
That's in the past.
Yeah, but what about coming up, like, right, I'm getting ready to say it, in 3, 2, 1, present.
Past. See what I mean? Everything.
But as I'm doing it, it's the present.
Yes, but you're hearing, as you're doing
you're
it.
You're hearing these sound waves hitting your ears presently. Like,
actually, sound has to travel, and the time it takes sound to travel.
What about this?
Ow!
What about this?
Ow!
What about that?
That hurt.
Was that pinch? Was it present?
That's in the past.
Well, at the time, though, it was present.
It's not even St. Patrick's Day.
But it was presently happening to you. But the good news is it's the past. It's right there now with St. Patrick's Day.
That really hurt. Charlie.
Is that a callback to a 10-year-old video?
Yep, in the past. Maybe the greatest YouTube clip of all time. I mean, it's up there. It's one of the most viewed videos of all time. So what are you asking? Why do we talk about things in the past? It's because it's all we know. That's the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I just mean, well, I mean, some people like talking about the future.
Well, those people are lunatics.
The future, we never really focus on the future too much. We're constantly dwelling on the past, especially as Tennessee fans.
You know, not
even celebrating the past as much, which I get. Like, celebrate the past. Now, it's also kind of sad because there's just no good times now, but we still find ourselves hung up on the bad times of the past.
You know what they always say about life as you get older and you die? The thing that you never really realize that you should do is to live in the moment. Some people are too hung up on the past. Some people are too hung up on the future. And it's in the moment that you're really living. Everybody's always worried about what they're going to do next. What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? I'm going to plan for this, plan for that, save money for this, do that. And really, if you just live in the moment, that's true happiness. That's what people say. Experts say this.
When you said you know what they say about life, I thought that was going somewhere differently, because they say a lot of things about life. It goes on. It's a you know what.
Forever. It's funny, all the people that are always commenting about how good life is happen to be living. You know what I mean? It's always about the living, isn't it? You never hear dead people talking about how great it is. I mean, you don't hear Julius Caesar talking about how good of a time he's having, do you? No, because he's dead.
I'm not sure I follow that last little bit there. Just I mean, go I was on up,
with whatever you
were doing. I was up. I was with you for a while, but...
You lost me at the don't plan for the future thing.
I'm saying maybe we think too much about life. You know what I mean? Maybe just live in the moment and do whatever the hell you want all the time. That's how you live, right? I think that's how you find happiness.
Seems kind of irresponsible, though.
Yeah.
No, it's not. What's the difference when you die anyway?
Well, do you want to die right now?
No.
What about tomorrow?
If I die tomorrow and I lived up to that point, sure, fine with it. I'd rather die early and have lived than to just have, you know, just have a boring existence the entire time. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying? Kind of live in the present, live in the moment.
Sort of.
Like if I walk outside right now in the lobby and there's...
I love how you call it a lobby.
And it's a lot.
It's painting such a picture for people who have never been to our radio station.
Radio is theater of the mind.
In this really, really nice lobby. When we don't have our janitor here buffering the lobby.
I'm just saying,
we have some privacy.
I'm just saying, if I walk out there right now and I walk out the front door and there's a beautiful tri-delt on a Harley and she says, "Hop on, we're going to California. Leave this life behind." I might go with her.
You're just going to leave us?
It's pouring rain. You'd get on the back of a Harley right now in the pouring rain?
With a tri-delt.
Yeah, I don't care who it's with. I'm not getting on the...
With a Zeta?
We got 2 hours left of this show, and you're just going to leave?
I'm just saying, sometimes you got to live in the moment. Perhaps that's a bad example.
That seems kind of reckless.
I thought we meant more to you.
Let's say I walk out right... You guys mean the world to me. Let's say I walk out right now and there's a helicopter. World.
Okay.
There's a helicopter out there. And who's that guy that does all the... Bilzerian. Dan Bilzerian's on the helicopter.
Dan Bilzerian.
He says, "Buddy, I want you to come be my partner in life."
I like the...
I might say, sure. What have I got to lose?
So you want
to
be Dan Bilzerian's life partner?
Not like that. Come on. You know what I meant.
It sounded like you wanted to be his life partner.
Well, I'm trying to think of a rich guy that has a good time. He's like, "Come out on the yacht with me. You know, let's spend some time together on the water.
Let's spend our life together."
Not in a non-platonic, not in a platonic. Is it platonic or non-platonic?
Platonic. You tell us.
Is platonic friends or not friends?
You tell us.
I'm saying Bill Gates is out there in a limousine, and he says, "Cody, hop in my limousine. I've decided to leave Melinda, and I've decided to not give any of my money to charity. I want to just spend it with you, and we'll just travel the world together." In a platonic way, Bill Gates and I. My whole point is that sometimes you just gotta live. You know,
sometimes you have to plan.
Sometimes you don't need to think about the consequences.
This is how a lot of people probably ended up homeless down there under the bridge.
Yeah, what if I don't plan for my rent?
They were just living
for
the moment.
Well, maybe they had a really good time before that, though, you know? And they'll always have those memories.
Yeah, but I feel like at a certain point, like, it becomes, oh, wow, really wish I would have saved and planned a little more. Really wish I'd have taken it a little easier.
You can always end it. Take a guy like Ernest Hemingway, for example.
Okay. Hemingway
lived as greatly as anyone who has ever lived. He saw the world. He wrote about it. He gave us countless books and images of the world he had seen. He lived it up. Finally, he just had enough of life. So he blew his brains out, you know? Now, I'm not saying it has to be that cut and dry. Maybe you plan a little bit, you know. Maybe you meet somewhere in the middle in some ways. But you got to live. I don't know that I'm getting my point across in the way that I had intended.
I mean, I think we understand what you're saying.
You want to go live with Dan Bilzerian for the rest of your life. Or Bill Gates, apparently.
It doesn't have to be
maybe
them.
In a different life, Ernest Hemingway. I don't know. In a different time.
No.
And we don't mean as much to you as a tri-delt on a Harley, apparently.
I don't know why a tri-delt would be on a Harley.
I've always seen them like an SUV, like Jeeps and
Range Rover.
Yeah, Jeeps and such.
She'd be in a Range Rover.
You can't really put
a
sticker
on. No, the tri-delts don't have Range Rover.
Can't
money.
Really put a sticker on the Harley.
Tri-delts don't have Range Rover money. That would be like
the one I do. The one I know does.
Yeah, tri-delts I knew.
They got money.
Had money.
Not as much as the...
I don't really know any other
I don't
ones.
Know all the differences either. I just... Yeah. My point is that, you know...
AKIOs, that's where real money's at.
KIOs?
AKIO.
Bob tweeted in and says he just tuned in and have no idea what's going on. Don't feel bad, Bob. I've been sitting here for 39 minutes, and I, too, have no idea of what's going on. So don't feel bad, Bob.
Just trying to get everybody to think about the things that matter in life. The things that are important.
Well, I think that's a different answer for everyone. And I think that's the flaw with your premise.
Hmm.
Going out with Dan Bilzerian on a boat, doing a bunch of drugs and drinking a bunch of alcohol isn't important to everyone. That's where the flaw is.
Money and babes. That's what life comes down to for everybody.
Not to everyone.
Yeah, it is.
No, a lot of people value family.
You know how family starts? It starts because those guys wanted a hot wife.
Are you about to do birds and bees talk with me?
No, I'm saying family started because those guys wanted a hot wife. That's how it started.
You think that's how the first family got together? That they went for the hottest babe there? They probably went for the one who could probably...
Well, the first family
do
was
some
really,
work around do some work around
that's
the,
part of being attractive.
Around the house too.
It's kind of unfair. The first family was like designed for each other. I mean, like Adam and Eve.
I mean,
sure.
I'm that's talking right. about like you know Modern Family,
the TV show.
Now he was looking for a hot wife.
I'm saying, why do guys go make money? Why do guys want to be successful? Why do they want to make money?
What about women?
It's to attract women.
What about women?
To attract men. Everybody's
you think women
to...
are wanting to be successful to attract men?
I think that's got a lot to do with it. I think men and women are trying to attract a mate. That's the number two biological reason for life behind survival.
Right. So attract a mate in what regard? Like for a steamy... one night stand of partying, or for like
no to reproduce, right? I recognize that
and
family
to
is,
plan something for the future to kind of bring this full circle.
I mean, you want to have a couple of offspring, yes,
right, and plan for something years down the road.
Not necessarily.
I think some people do. I don't think everyone is in it for the same reasons, which was kind of my whole.
I just think
issue with your premise.
Biologically, we're wired to survive and reproduce. Essentially,
I agree.
That's what it comes down to. For some people,
to survive.
Well,
and reproduce.
For some people, they can survive and reproduce and still live their life the way they want to live their mm-hmm. life. Some people have to be tied down in a marriage, in an unhappy marriage. not all marriages are unhappy, just, you know, what, 75% of them. But I'm just saying, some people need a partner, some people don't.
Right, which goes back to my original flaw with your premise of not everyone wants the same thing.
That's not a flaw with my premise. I never said anyone wants the same thing.
You said we all want babes and money.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, we all just want to go out and live life to the fullest and party.
You're the one that brought partying and drugs and alcohol into it. I said babes and money. And babes could be equated to
one. You just happened to point out the big party, drug, living life lavishly with babes guy. Like, that was just me pulling that out of nowhere.
I'm saying it comes down to women and money. For some people, that's one good, strong woman and a suburban house. Everybody has their own definitions of it. For some guys, it's got to be a mansion and a supermodel. And whereas other guys just kind of do whatever.
Right. I agree.
I'm saying biologically, it's all the same thing, though.
Not particularly. It's not.
We're all trying to...
accomplish goals.
We're all trying to...
We all have desires and needs.
All that gets blown out of proportion, though. We're all trying to just do the same thing, essentially. Attract a mate.
Okay. Congratulations to Vaughn. Somewhat try to salvage some of this hour. We'll talk about wants and needs. All right, let's spin this into what do you think Kawhi Leonard wants and needs as he, you know, gets ready for his free agency? The report coming out from Wojnarowski was that he wants to be in L.A., but not with the Lakers. He wants to be on the Clippers.
I was just going to say about 1,000 square feet.
His desires are probably a little bit different.
That's probably all Kawhi's looking for.
Yeah.
About 1,000 square feet and a car that runs.
Is this the... It feels like this might be the first free agency where there is no wrong answer. Like, where this guy has the freedom to pretty much do whatever he wants. I can't recall that with any other big-time free agents. Really, in any sports. That he can just go ahead and do whatever he wants. He's not tied to anybody. Like, there's no loyalty issue because, like, obviously LeBron James could do whatever he wanted, right? Any team would sign him if he wanted to go there, and that fan base would open him, you know, welcome him with open arms. But Cleveland's still going to feel some type of way because of it.
Peyton Manning after the neck injury.
Peyton?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Colts said they didn't want him.
He pretty much had any option.
He could go wherever he wanted. Yeah.
Except New England.
Yeah. I don't know if he could have gone anywhere he wanted. There were only like four teams that were in on him. Like, Kawhi Leonard could tell any team in the league right now he wants to go there and they'll make room for him. I don't think
basketball's...
And like, I don't think Peyton coming off of a neck surgery was in the same situation.
Well, no, probably not.
Coming off the neck injury, there was reports that he couldn't throw a football. Remember,
do remember that.
Like, it looked bad. So I don't think he could have had his pick of the litter. Like I said, any team in the league right now will make room for Kawhi Leonard. Now, obviously, like you said, basketball is different than football. There's only one quarterback, so if you had a proven guy, you're not getting rid of him. Peyton Manning.
Well, when's the last time a superstar free agent was coming off of a championship?
I know. Like, I mean, never.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, of course, I mean, everybody wants Kawhi.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think this is the first free agency where this guy can do whatever he wants. It's not like Kevin Durant, who still had the stigma attached to him of... Couldn't win a title by yourself. And even he, like, you know, Oklahoma City was gutted when he left. Kawhi Leonard, he's not beholden to Toronto. They're all kind of like, yeah, you did what you were supposed to, man. Thanks. If you leave... we understand. Thanks for the championship. Kawhi Leonard, if he wanted, could go to the Lakers. If he wanted. And just be like, yeah, you know what? I would like to hang out with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I'd like to do that.
And win more titles.
And I'd like to win more titles. And you know what? no one could really say Kawhi can't win by himself. You know why? We just saw Kawhi win by himself. He has the ultimate amount of leverage, of respect, of options that I can't remember a free agency like this. Where he can go anywhere he wants and everyone's kind of like, yeah, okay. Like, I don't think anyone's going to turn up the hate on Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi really doesn't seem like an L.A. guy, does he?
I mean, he's from there.
I know, but he just doesn't seem like a...
I don't know.
An L.A. personality.
He seems a lot like Cali Cody, just laid back, wanting to chill. Roll up some weed and just relax.
What is your image of me?
Cali Cody, not you.
Cali Cody doesn't like weed either.
Cali Cody likes to surf, and he's broing out, and every now and then he'll smoke some weed. It frees his mind.
You know I'm not a weed guy.
Not you, Cali Cody.
Cali Cody has maybe a joint in the morning.
That's all I'm saying.
If he's feeling it.
The stigma's gone. No one's judging Cali Cody. Is it legal in California?
It's legal.
It's legal in California. Cali Cody's not breaking any laws. He's just chilling out and enjoying the vibes, dude.
Bro. Those weed vibes.
He's catching, you know, he's hanging 10 and...
Is it legal to smoke weed and then surf in California?
I would say so.
Probably can't smoke weed while you surf.
I mean, legally you probably could. It's just, it'd be tough.
I don't know. But Ben, see, maybe if you can find, or Cam, or somebody that can do research that has an applicable computer. Can we, in California, can you smoke weed just on the street corner? Because I don't think you can in Colorado. I think you have to go to special lounges.
Or be at your house.
In California, marijuana is legalized for recreational use.
Yeah, no, but what does that mean? You can do it out in public?
Yeah.
Well, because I got the...
Public intoxication. Like, you can't even really drink out in the open either. I mean, that's right. Kind of a... I see where Cody's coming from in this.
Well, I got the impression when I was in California, and maybe it was just because I was down on like Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood Boulevard, places like that, but there was just weed all in the air. Like, you just walk by and a guy's smoking a joint leaning on a building. You know what I mean? And somebody told me you definitely can't do that in Colorado. I don't know if you can in California... Or if they were just doing it because, you know, it's decriminalized and all that. Got to be a private property, Cam says.
In California?
So, I guess I just saw a lot of people smoking weed anyway.
Yeah, so Cal Cody's not maybe lighting up on the beach, although maybe, you know, no one's really going to give him friction. They're all laid back. So, Kawhi kind of feels like an L.A. guy to me in that regard.
By the way, that video with Kawhi... That did not indicate at all that he was rolling a blunt.
Oh, he was definitely rolling a blunt.
He was rolling a blunt. You turn your shoulders to the side. I could already picture the mat laying there in his lap.
He could have been texting on his phone.
You could literally see his legs like put together where he had like a tray set up.
No, you could not see a tray.
You couldn't see the tray set up. You couldn't see anything set up. But you could see the posture. It in your mind.
No.
Yeah.
I think you guys all way overblew that.
The way his arms were tucked in made it seem like his hands were right there.
He could have been primed to roll a blunt on his phone.
Kawhi can text with one hand, bro. You know how long his fingers are? He can text with one finger. He can text with one hand.
Well, he could probably roll a blunt with one hand.
No.
In that regard. I'm just saying, why do you guys have to assume Kawhi's rolling a blunt? We literally saw it at like the elbow at most. It's not like we saw.
He was rolling a blunt. There's nothing wrong with it.
You can text with your arms spread
out. I don't know why you're trying to defend him as if it's a bad thing. He was rolling a blunt.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's probably illegal in Canada.
You guys all overblew that. Like, we have no evidence he's rolling a blunt. He could have been doing anything. He could have been twiddling his thumbs. He could have been, you know, playing on one of those handheld gaming devices.
Oh, yeah, it's much more likely than him rolling a blunt was him playing on a handheld gaming device.
I don't know why we got to assume Kawhi's rolling a blunt.
I mean, we also could have seen the guy turn the camera like this and just have, like, the whole image in the picture. But he made sure to keep it basically from chest up.
There's zero evidance of Kawhi
rolling a
blunt.
He was turned up. He was partying. Kawhi likes to smoke a little weed. There's nothing wrong with it.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I said there's no evidence that's what he was doing.
That's fine. We've never claimed that we have caught him red-handed. But he was
green-handed.
He was rolling a blunt.
Caught him green-handed.
A big fat one. A championship. I think you guys are just, championship.
I don't
blunt.
Know why you guys are just so quick to assume Kawhi's rolling a blunt. That bothered me when I watched the video. I said, how do we know? How do we know that?
He was probably rolling like a T-bone or something.
He could have been doing anything. He could have been... There's a lot of things you can do with your hands in your lap, you know? He could have been doing 1,000 things. You guys just assume he's rolling a blunt.
His posture suggests that he was rolling a blunt.
I'm locked in on that. I'm all in on that.
I saw the video yesterday after John had talked about it, and what I was like, he nailed that.
What's up, baby?
My posture is just like his was.
What no, it's
you,
not.
What do you think
it's
I'm
not
doing?
The same at all.
Yeah, it's just hands in the lap.
No, it's not. You're not positioned
to
the side.
You literally just saw his shoulders.
He's not positioned to the side a little bit, making sure he's... Right.
I'm to the side a little bit. What am I doing?
Your legs are way too far apart.
Look at me right now, Kenny.
Your legs are way too far apart.
I'm just buttoning my shirt. Maybe that's what Kawhi was doing. He was buttoning his shirt.
Yeah,
his knees together.
Yeah, T-shirt on. He was buttoning his shirt. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so he had his knees together. So we're saying we're going to assume something's in his lap?
Yes.
So you guys assume it's a tray with a blunt on it.
That's what we are assuming, yes.
Could have been a tray with lines of cocaine on it.
No.
You don't roll lines of cocaine.
Kawhi's not doing that.
Could have been a tray with food on it.
Kawhi's not doing that.
What if it was food? It could have been a tray with food on it.
It could have been. Yeah, you're right.
It could have been a TV tray. It could have had a remote control.
That makes a lot of sense. Just riding around with your boys eating a TV tray in the back of the car.
I'm just saying.
That's right. You're right. No, that makes a lot of sense.
We can't assume that was a blunt.
So we can because I have assumed it was a blunt.
I'm not saying it was a blunt.
Why didn't he bring any food up? Why didn't he take a bite?
I hope he
comments
on it.
Take a bite.
I hope he comments on it and tells us all what he was doing.
No one's going to ask because no one cares.
You care. You
just point it out.
You're talking about it.
You brought it up.
You guys seem to really care.
You're the one defending it or trying to exonerate him for no reason.
I'm just saying. I don't know why we're so quick to assume things.
I was just ready to talk about his free agency and how he's gotten absolutely no pressure, and it's the first time I can really remember it. From a superstar. He can do whatever he wants, and no one's going to give him any flack. It's the ultimate freedom. For someone who is all about ultimate freedom and doing things, like Kawhi has that. We don't really give it to stars in sports.
Can't wait to watch him in Sacramento.
If he wanted to go to Sacramento, no one would care. I would say he probably loves to smoke weed, and it's legal in California, but that's it. Maybe he likes Luke Walton. You don't know.
Why are we assuming Kawhi smokes weed?
I don't know.
I don't either. That's what I'm asking.
He doesn't seem like he likes to drink. Maybe he wants something to take the edge off when they're... He seems kind of socially awkward, so I don't know how much he likes going around to these parades and celebrating with people. So probably needs something to take the edge off, and I don't think he's much of a drinker. So I would say he probably smokes a little bit.
He seemed to love that champagne.
Say what?
I said he loved that champagne.
Yeah, but I mean, that you could see... You saw how he was acting right after that. I mean, dancing. He was just out of his mind. Kawhi doesn't like to get out of his mind like that. He'll drink on special occasions, but he doesn't like it. He feels much more in control when he just smokes a big fat joint that he rolls. Or blunt.
Literally no evidence at all of that. Did you see the picture of him holding his daughter? And some guy commented, some guy was like, damn, she looks quiet too.
Why are we assuming she's quiet?
I don't know.
We don't know nothing about her. Why are we assuming she's quiet?
I didn't. I'm saying some guy said that.
We don't even know if Kawhi's quiet. We just see him quiet on the basketball court.
That's what some guy said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like some guy said, he's rolling a blunt.
All these assumptions. I hate
zero
all these assumptions.
Evidence of any of that.
Zero evidence that she's quiet, but I don't know why that was funny. She might just be a loud-ass kid like all these other loud-ass kids.
I thought the guy that said it, I thought it seemed funny.
Oh.
Just like you thought
so he you're was, a hypocrite.
Just like you thought he was rolling a joint.
So you're a hypocrite.
You're an assumption maker.
Yeah. Yeah. I can assume that she's quiet.
You know what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of you and me.
You know what happens when you like something in one situation but don't like it in the other situation? You become a hypocrite.
No, it means you just have different preferences and different
hypocrite.
Situations.
Hypocrite. Hypocrite.
Spell hypocrite.
Hypocrite. H-Y-S-M. Hour 1 in the books. Hour 2 on deck. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.